Your call has been.
Hello.
Hello, Ms. McDaniel. Hi, this is Will. How are you doing today? You just spoke to my colleague Sid about your property here on what's it, 117 Kettering Lane, Hamburg. Is it still a good time to talk?
It is.
Okay, great, great. So again, my name is Will. Definitely want to get a chance to speak with you about the property. Confirm some property details to make sure we have all our facts correct and things like that so we can give you the best offer, okay?
Okay.
All right. So what's kind of got you thinking about selling the property right now?
Say it again.
I said, what's got you thinking about selling the property right now?
I just, I mean, you all called me, so I wanted to see what you were offering.
Okay, no problem. It looks like you had gone online to check some things out. Was there anything in particular that had you thinking about selling right now?
No.
Okay, all right, no problem, no problem. All right. So tell me a little bit, what's kind of how long have you owned this property?
Since 2005.
Okay. All right. And are you currently living there now or is it
I
vacant
am.
rental? Okay. All right. Are you from the Lynchburg area?
I am.
Okay, awesome. All right. I know a lot of people that I know, they either live there or they were passing through, so it's good to know somebody's actually from Lynchburg and still lives there. All right. So usually our process takes about 10 minutes. Does that sound good to you? Okay, great. So pretty much it's a simple process. I'm just going to ask you some basic questions about the property. After that, let you know what your options are. You can let me know what you'd like to do. And if at any point you feel like we aren't a good fit, that's fine. That's okay as well. I just want to keep communication open as we speak, okay? All right. So you said you've owned it since 2005. You're currently living in it. Give me an idea of kind of as a walkthrough of the property, any updates or renovations you've done to the property since you've owned it.
Now, I did this the last time that I talked to someone. I told them what my I have a 3-bedroom home with a full deck with a patio. It's 2,000 square foot. It's a full basement. I have 3 bathrooms. So yeah, I pretty much did that the last time I talked to someone.
Okay. Like I said, I just like to just make sure that we have all the information correct. So I know some of it may sound a little redundant. I'm not sure who you may have talked to the last time, but just like to get a good idea of kind of what's going on with it. So it's 3 beds, 3 baths, and these are all full baths or half any of these half baths?
It's 2 full and 1 half.
Okay. Gotcha. All right. And you say you've got a full deck and a full basement, so that's completely done top to bottom, right? Flooring,
Correct.
carpeting, completely full basement. Okay, great. And have you done any renovations? You had it since 05. Have you done any major renovations to the property since you've owned it?
No,
Okay.
none since I've been here. I mean, I've redone floors, but other
Okay.
than that, no.
Okay. How long was it since you got the floors done?
That's probably about 8 years ago.
Okay. All right. And so you say you own it since 05. You're kind of looking online. Was there anything that made you decide that you may have wanted to look at possibilities of selling, or what interests you to even
Well,
look?
no, it's just, I mean, I'm just seeing what my options are. I'm just it just really not looking, just seeing what options are out there. I'm getting older. It's a three bed,
Okay.
it's a three floor, 3-story home. I'm getting older. So, I mean,
Okay. So just kind of getting your feelers out there to see what's available and,
right.
just want to be in the know. I can totally understand that. I understand that. All right. Now, let's just say, you decided that you did want to sell the property. Do you have an idea what you might consider doing if things worked out?
You said if I did want to, I didn't want to.
If you decided, hey, you know what, I want to sell it, have you ever thought about what you might want to do in the future?
As far as
As far as like moving, like if you were to move from this property, have you thought about where you might want to go or what you might want to do?
Oh, yeah, I would buy another home. It would be a one-story home if I was
Okay.
to, yeah, it'd be something with everything on the same floor.
Okay. I can totally understand that. Stairs are good when, when you've got people and you want a little more space, but as time goes on, those stairs can be redundant, All right. So I can totally understand that. And so is the property set up where you have like, the main floor is pretty much the living space and then bedrooms upstairs and one downstairs maybe?
That's the way it
Okay.
is. And you come in on the main floor. And then downstairs is my laundry room, and upstairs is the bedroom. My
Okay. Okay.
bedroom.
Gotcha. So I can only imagine what that's like on laundry day going up and down those stairs. I can only imagine. Okay. So let's just say you did decide to sell. What kind of timeline would you be looking at?
I don't know.
Okay.
The biggest thing is what I'm going to be offered.
Okay, not a problem, not a problem. I can definitely understand that. All right. So I mean, this definitely sounds like a property that we would definitely be interested in. And it sounds like, you may be pretty serious about getting this thing done here. And I know money is a piece that it's usually the easiest. We buy the house, you'd want to sell the property. We've done this a while and have come across things that have prevented deals from going through. Do you mind if we talk about any of those things?
Okay, go ahead.
All right. So, is there anyone else involved in making the decision to sell
No,
the property?
I'm the only one.
Okay, just you. Okay. All right. Are there any mortgages or taxes on
No,
the property right now?
no.
Okay. All right. One day I'll get to say that about my home. I got kids to put in college, so all right. And I think that's pretty much all I've really got for you at this point in time. I mean, have you ever thought about what you may consider selling the property for if you could get a good value for it?
Well, I want to know what's being offered. Here's the thing. I'm in a town home. I'm on the end unit. I have a nice size home. I know what I want for it. I wouldn't lowball. I wouldn't sell it for. I wouldn't. I wouldn't be sell. I'm not in a position where I need to sell it to get money out of it. I would sell it for. I'd want top dollar for it because that would be using the money to buy me something else.
Okay.
So, yeah. I wouldn't be selling it because I'm in need to get out of it right now. I'm in a townhouse. I'm on the end unit. I know that I can get a nice price for it. So I wouldn't just take anything for my home.
Gotcha.
Someone, and I think someone told me that someone called, I don't know if the person before, I don't know if it was you. Did I speak to you before?
No, ma'am. This is the first time you've
Okay,
ever
yeah, I
listened.
spoke to someone and they were telling me how many square feet I have. I have 2,000 square feet. And they were telling me something about I had 1,000. And now I bought this home, I have 2,000 square feet. So I wouldn't sell my house just for anything.
Yeah, and I totally understand that.
I would want a decent quote for my home. So
Absolutely,
I
and
was
I
just,
definitely
and
agree with you.
honestly, I'm not looking at selling it. I mean, at this point, I'm in good health. I just know I'm a nurse, and I know that eventually you get older, and three flights of steps. I have two flights of steps in my home. Like I said, one to go up and one to go down. I know as you get older, that can
Yes,
be
ma'am.
taxing. Right now, I mean, it's something that I can do. I know that, when I retire, my plan is, if I don't sell my home, it's to just update it and stay where I'm at. But like I said, you never know what opportunities come open.
Absolutely.
So
I
yeah, so
totally
that's where I'm at.
understand
I'm really not. I don't. I keep. I get these calls saying you have looked into selling. I've never looked into selling my home. I get calls in there, so I just said, okay, well, tell me what you're offering.
Yes, ma'am.
So
I
I've never
totally
looked on a
understand.
website to see about selling my home. But, my plan, honestly, is to stay where I'm at. But if I get a good enough deal, I do know that I'm going to be getting older, and it's not going to be suitable for someone who's 80 years old going up and down steps. So.
Yes, ma'am. You said 80 years old. I'm gonna say you don't sound close to 80.
No,
so.
I'm just looking in the future. I mean, I plan on this is my home. I plan on this is where I'm going to be, and the steps are not going anywhere. So.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, so that's where I'm at.
Yes, ma'am. I totally understand that. Like I said, I just wanted to make sure I was getting clarity of your situation, what your idea was, what your ideal situation would be. Because I also want to paint and understand that picture for you as well, as far as timelines and what your expectations are.
Right.
So just to do a little recap, owned it since 2005, 3-bed, 2.5-bath, full deck, full basement, no major updates to the property. Really just interested in, you know, seeing what the value is. Getting older, starting to get tired of the stairs, definitely understandable. Only owner, nothing owed on the property right now, nice end unit, and you're looking for top dollar. Now, when you tell me you're looking for a top dollar, what do you mean, like in your mindset, what do you think top dollar is right now? Or what would you consider top dollar?
I have no idea. I have been told now that real estate is, I mean, people are paying good money for real estate.
Yes, ma'am.
And I do know that, like I said, this is an in unit. I have one of the bigger units, so I know that it's not, I don't know. I know that I can get a nice rate right now for my home. I don't know what that is.
Yes,
I know how much I paid for it, and I know I'm going to be doubling what I paid for it. And all of that money will go to me.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
All right, so let me put my notes in here. Make sure I got all this all correct. All right. So this is what I'd like to do, because I'm all about, you know, I don't want to, like, waste time and things like that. I don't have the right to waste your time nor your money. So
right.
What I want to do is I want to forward this information to one of my managers, let them take a look at it, see what we've got working here. And let me ask you this, if we could come to an agreement or to numbers that work for you, like what kind of timeline do you think we could possibly work with if this was something that was doable?
I'll be honest with you, it would have to be, I mean, I don't have a timeline because it's nothing that I'm not looking to sell my home like tomorrow. So
okay.
It would have to be a good deal. I mean, it would have to be something that's, yeah, it would have to be a good deal. So, and I don't know what the rates are right now. I honestly thought someone was going to say, well, this is what we'd offer you for your home. My house is in good shape. It's not, I mean, when you ask me, have I done any renovations? It's nothing that I really need to renovate. Other than, like I said, you know, the older I get, I'm just thinking, okay, I would get some money out of the equity in my home and renovate my home and stay here myself. So I'm just looking to see what's being offered.
Yes, ma'am.
And I didn't pursue. I mean, so I keep getting calls, so I'm like, okay, well, tell me what you got.
Yes, ma'am.
Right.
All right. Well, let me do this. Like I said, let me do my due diligence and see what we can put together for you. Is there a good time I can give you a call back, maybe in about an hour or so?
Yeah, you can just call me whenever.
Okay. All right, Ms. McDaniel, I do appreciate you taking my call today. Do you have any further questions for me so far?
I don't.
Okay. All right, well, what I'll do is I will give you a call back. I will assess a few things, and we can talk about a few options, all right?
All right, sounds good.
All right, talk to you soon.
Uh-huh.
Bye-bye.